jokes, stories, and commentary heard on Scott and Val Save the Universe are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. It's not a bad joke, or even a curse.
Scott and Val save the universe. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, not since Donnie and Marie Osmond has America seen a brother and sister weekly entertainment extravaganza like you are about to see and hear. Decades of sibling rivalry in the making. A mother disappointed by both of them, plus some really bad DNA, have come together to bring you Scott and Val Save the Universe. Val is looking absolutely radiant, which is impressive, considering she's standing next to her brother, Scott. A man who looks like he lost a fight with a mirror, and the mirror apologized.
You know, I think Nigel has turned his anger toward me.
But, you know, how can you not start singing along with that song?
That's true. That's true.
I'm certainly dancing.
All right.
Good morning and hello and welcome to another episode of Scott and Val Save the Universe.
Oh, yeah. Episode 8. To be exact, and it is the radio show you should watch. Where can they find us today, Val?
You can find us everywhere today. Scott and Val Save the Universe on KCHW platforms, including Alexa and TuneIn for audio only, as well as Scott and Val Save the Universe live on Facebook and YouTube. And as always, our 50 mile blowtorch of FM radio on KCHW 102.7. Mm.
50 mile blowtorch of radio.
Yes.
And I can officially say I built that. Thank you.
Very good job.
Right.
You know, and what I think is just awesome, even though, you know, we're only 8 episodes in, if you just Google Scott and Val, it's like, I mean, we're there immediately. So if you can't remember our Facebook page or YouTube channel, just type that in.
Just Google us. We're everywhere.
Just Google us.
It's amazing when you type it in, all the places we showed up so quickly for just being at it for a couple months. And it does help that there's no other morning shows named Scott and Val.
Well, yeah, it's very unique, right?
Yeah. All right. Let's see. We got that stuff covered. We have an announcement in just a few minutes, but we're going to warm you up with some jokes. And if you've been watching the show, we know we have that great Farkle board that we had a contest for people to win. It's Bigfoot and the Northern Lights. All right. We're also working on some ideas for Farkle boards for Scott and Val Save the Universe. So maybe some more contests coming up, but we have a contest winner and we'll be announcing that in just minutes. But the most important thing is kicking off my sister with this morning's first joke.
Oh. I told my fitness tracker, hey, I need a rest day. And it just said to me, you've been resting since 2019.
That's just like a couple years after your retirement.
Oh, so true.
I got one of those jokes, you know, the, hey, three guys sitting in a bar. Preacher and a rabbi walk in. All right. Three men were sitting on a bench in heaven discussing how they died. First man said, I died of cancer. Second man said, I died of tuberculosis. Third man said, I died of sinus. The first two men said, no, you mean sinuses. And the third man said, no, I mean sinus. I was out with my best friend's wife and he's seen us.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum. All right. Some things you didn't know yesterday. And Val, starting it off.
All right. Cows have best friends and get stressed when separated, which explains dairy prices. Emotional support milk is not cheap.
That's what all milk is for Scott. Emotional support milk. I need a glass of milk and some cookies.
And some cookies.
And cookies. You know, one of the scariest things I ever saw was calves being taken away from cows. I'd never experienced that before. I experienced it as an adult. Not only were the cows traumatized, so was I.
They bawl and bawl.
Oh, it's the most horrid thing. And it makes me not want to eat them because they're obviously intelligent and they love.
Yes, they love.
Sometimes more than people.
I know
the kind of love I want.
That...
I want the love that a cow has for its child.
I know some people love cows more than they love people, too.
Yeah, moo baby. Average cloud, Val, weighs over 1 million pounds.
1 million?
So the next time somebody says light and fluffy, that's atmospheric gaslighting. Because they're heavy.
They're heavy.
Why don't they fall?
What's that?
Why don't they fall? They're so heavy.
How'd you die?
Cloud.
Under a falling cloud.
Yeah. You said it couldn't happen.
A single teaspoon of honey represents the life's work of about 12 bees.
Ooh.
I can't get the show staff to reply to one group text.
They just ignore her.
Yeah.
Your stomach?
Yeah, we know, Scott.
No, I answer all my texts. Ah, come on. I'm not that guy. All right. Let's see. I did that one. Let's see. Your stomach gets a brand new lining every few days so it doesn't digest itself.
Oh, that's a whole new way of thinking about that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, my fridge still remembers every bad food decision since 2014.
So does my hips.
In fact, Alexa told me this morning, you're almost out of milk. Apparently she can weigh the shelves.
Right. There's a species of jellyfish that is biologically immortal. It just resets its life cycle. Meanwhile, I pulled a muscle putting on socks this morning.
Ouch. I've done that before. Let's see. Can you say that? I really like the sound of that. Biologically immortal. Will you say that again?
Biologically immortal.
Oh, it didn't work. Hold on, because I had like sound effects ready for you and I turned them off. One more time, Val, with all your effort.
Biologically immortal.
He's been waiting.
I've been waiting
to play with that.
I got a new mixer now. Everybody can have
voice sound effects.
All right, we're on the fly, ladies and gentlemen, and things not to do this Tuesday. This is advice from Scott and Val. Go ahead, Val.
All right, do not start a story with long story short and then ignore that promise.
That sounds like a KCHW board meeting.
Oh, boy. Sounds like Val on the radio.
Yeah, they forget that we had a board meeting yesterday, and they forget that over here on the East Coast, it's late. So it's coming up, you know, on 4 o'clock for them. But I'm like, hey, can we wrap this up? It's 6. Dinner's calling me. So long story short, Val. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what I think is, well, you probably find it humorous. I find it interesting is that when I was younger, you couldn't get me to talk. And now that I'm on the radio, you can't get me to shut up.
It's true. It's true. And it's, yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, this picture's over right now.
So, Val, today, another thing you shouldn't do is wave at someone unless you're absolutely 100% sure they're waving at you and not someone else.
How many times have you done that? It's
lots,
embarrassing.
Lots. Well, because I've had a thing from being in radio for years where people know me and I don't recognize them because maybe they saw me at a live event or something like that. So if somebody's waving, I always assume it's me.
That's called ego, Scott.
Oh, ego. Yeah.
Here's another one. Don't try to remember a password from 2007. That person is gone.
I got a prompt on an old account. I was trying to reaccess that wanted a phone number to call a phone number. And I've had my phone for 20 years. So where did that phone number come from?
Wow. I get my work ones and I have been retired for 12 years. And it'll pop up with my work phone number. I'm like, no.
I can't get that.
That's a different person. That person is gone.
You could call that number, though, and say, hey, this is my old phone number. I need to do a security check. Will you send me the code? It might work.
Might work.
All right. At no point today should you say, watch this, before attempting anything physical, especially if your name is Scott.
And Scott doesn't say, hey, hold my beer. He's like, hey, hold my glass of milk.
Yeah, no, I here, hold my puffer. Thank you. And literally, so I didn't want to not take PE and get embarrassed in front of the, you know, other kids when I was at toward, you know, like fourth, fifth grade, where that kind of stuff, you know, starts dawning on you. So my PE teacher, we would do like these track and field events against other schools in the Tri-Cities there in Washington. And okay. He would, so like I was a quick little guy and I could do the like, you know, 50 meter dash, 100 meter dash, whatever they did for little kids. I could do that and I could do the relays, but because I could run super fast, but as soon as I stopped, I'm having an asthma attack. So the PE teacher would always be waiting at the end with my puffer. So as I came by the finish line, I just grabbed my puffer and kept going.
How cool is that though?
It was very cool that he worked with me to give me the opportunity.
You know, for short, you know, people that are low to the ground, we were pretty fast on the like takeoff. But if you made me run cross country, I was going to be dead by the time I, you know, made the mile. This body is not made for running.
We're going to be discussing how people waddle over the ice in just a little while. It's a main thing. All right. Here comes our deep thoughts for today.
Surprise, surprise!
Val, it's you again.
Our childhood home looks completely different inside.
Do you think our childhood home is still standing? Wasn't it a mobile home?
Well, there was a mobile home, and then we moved into that house on the corner
house.
There in Mercer, and I know that's gone.
Okay. All right.
And I know the manufactured mobile home from behind it is gone, too, so I don't think either one of them
exists. Our childhood homes are still there.
They're gone.
All right. Every mirror you pass is technically a surveillance device for you.
Oh, that's scary. Someone out there remembers you for something you forgot you did.
Okay.
Scott probably hears babies crying.
What do you mean, eight? Something I forgot I did. That was it.
That was it. We teased my youngest about that. And his girlfriend actually wants to pull a prank on him at some time, pay some, you know, 15-year-old girl to show up and knock at the door. That's kind of mean, but it would still be funny.
That's when you switch right into Mike Myers and go, that's not mine, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, that's not my baby. Either way it works.
Yeah, right. Either way.
My deep thought in the shower this morning was I'm part of the old people kids are referring to right now.
For sure. And when you realize you talk about somebody, an old person, and realize they're the same age as you.
I was making a deal on Facebook Marketplace with a kid who was really annoying, and I ghosted him, and he wouldn't leave me alone, and he called me a list of colorful names I can't say on the radio, but the funnest one was Old Crotchety. And my response to his tirade was simply, thank you, I've been waiting.
I was just recently giving my husband a bad time about being a crotchety old grandpa.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
All right, another shower thought. My pet probably thinks I'm just really bad at hunting. That's why the cat brings the mice for me all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And something I realized as we were talking about it earlier, our passwords will outlive us. That's kind of scary.
Oh, my kids are going to cuss me someday.
Yeah, we're trying to make...
Why didn't she keep her password list somewhere?
Yes. All right. If you're waiting for our announcement, our Farkle winner, we're putting it off just a couple more minutes. Because if we can keep you listening for 5 minutes, it counts for more on Facebook. So you're just going to have to wait to find out if you won.
That's right. We're going to keep you here, even if you don't want to be.
All right, Val picked this one out. It's all her. It's Val's Weird Facts.
And, you know, I should have been smart and put them on something bigger, because now I'm trying to read them off my phone.
Oh, it says right here, from a phone.
From a phone, from that's a phone. Right. All right, these are 10 facts that will simply blow your mind.
Ooh.
All right, the first oranges were green. All right, they turn orange in cold climates.
That's weird. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So how didn't they named them an orange when they were green?
Yeah. Weird.
All right. A buttload is an actual historical measurement of 126 gallons of wine.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we have a buttload of jokes today. Wow.
Now get out your deck of cards, because just to check and see if this is true, the King of Hearts is the only king in cards without a mustache.
Val must have been doing tarot this morning. She said King of Swords.
I did. I didn't even realize I said that.
Yeah, that's, isn't that a suicide king? Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I didn't even realize I said that.
Yep.
All right. Your liver is the only organ that can regenerate from 25%.
What?
Then, thank goodness.
Well, I wonder why liver cancer is so prevalent.
I don't
know. With the regen, because I've heard that before, that you can damage your liver and it can regenerate. But I guess that has to be a healthy liver, probably.
Probably. All right. The first emails were sent in. Can you guess this, Scott? The first emails.
You mean the year?
Yeah.
It was like the 60s, maybe late 60s, early 70s. It was called ARPANET.
Yes, very good. In 1971, sent before the internet even existed.
Oh my gosh, my nerd's showing.
Of course, I knew it would. That's why I threw it at you. A group of rhinos is called a crash.
Exactly.
Kind of makes sense. It
does. It does. I'm blown over by that one.
the average person produces enough saliva to fill 2 swimming pools. It doesn't say how long it would take to do that, but I guess over your lifetime, maybe?
Yeah. You know, I like that Salivex in a can.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Reindeer. Their eyes turn blue in winter for better low-light vision.
No way.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. I've seen that before, though, where you're like, wow, he's got bad eyes.
They're just preparing for low light vision.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Low light conditions. All right. The dot over the letter I is called a tittle.
Oh, I forget that one, but I've heard it before.
Yes. And then the last one we've already talked about. Who knew we would, you know, run across the same thing? But cows do have best friends and get stressed when separated. So we have our nephew's cows are on pasture here at our farm every year. And, you know, you see the same cows every year. And they do. They all have, like, their pecking order. You know, they know the place by heart now. So they know where every path is, where the best fields are, all of that. So, yeah.
All right. Very cool. I've got one more before we announce our winner here. This is a Val self-improvement courses. Now, Val recently started offering online classes to go along with her art site, her wine site, her game board site, and all these websites she has, right? So now she's going to be offering these classes. You can sign up by summer, before summer, I should say. Val's first class is going to be Overcoming Peace of Mind. So, through all the turmoil and chaos in this planet, all the countries were invaded, struggling with the fact that your country might be a terrorist organization, with all that, you need to take the class Overcoming Peace of Mind.
I'm just going to show videos of our politicians saying stupid stuff.
Her next class is How to Relax and Let Your Lawn Grow by Itself.
I am really good at that one.
Good, good.
So I think, you know, I can speak from experience.
All right. Profiting from your own funeral? That is a 101. So you need to take that one first before you can take 102.
Yes. And you know, it starts with selling tickets.
Okay. Okay. Pen and pencil repair. That's an important class.
Very.
Uh-huh. Val likes to eat what she kills and then save the carcass. So basic kitchen taxidermy. Or basic chicken taxidermy.
Yeah, I was going to say, the first thing we'll be doing is stuffing a turkey.
Yes. One of her favorite things is she loves cats, cat hair macrame.
Yes, and so that's why, I mean, I work them into each one, so that's why I've been saving my cat's whiskers, you know, because it works really good, you know, giving it a little something-something extra in your macrame.
Something-something? Okay. Our next class here is the joys of hypochondria. You've suffered from that for a while, haven't you?
Well, I'm just sick of some people, maybe.
All right. Mortgage reduction through arson. Very valuable class.
Oh, boy.
And her most popular class, I saved it for last. It's packaging and reselling your children. Good job, Val. Not sure we want to take a class with her, but okay. Just a couple minutes away from the one and only Ken Owens showing up with his show, Panic Time. But first, Val is going to roll out our winner of our contest for the Bigfoot Farkle board tray and coaster set. Right, Val?
I am. And can we get a drum roll, please?
I'm trying to see where I put it.
Oh, Scott lost his drum roll again.
I lost my drum roll. Let's see if this is it.
I've been swimming in raw sewage. I love it.
No, that's not it either. How about this one?
Brain is gone.
That is not it. Can we do this one?
As far as I'm concerned, this picture's over right now.
Yeah, I have no drum roll, Val. I can't see
all
it
right.
anywhere.
No drum roll. Sorry.
Can I try?
All right. Sorry, Rhonda. No official drum roll, but our winner of this Farkleboard coaster set is Rhonda Franklin.
Yay! I kind of got a drum roll, and she's not this because we told her last night.
Surprise!
And if you were here waiting to find out if you won.
Surprise!
Sorry.
So sorry.
So sorry.
But Rhonda was super, super excited. She said, like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And they must have a real collection of Bigfoot items because she said this was going to fit right in.
Yeah.
I should see if she would send us a picture of some of her Bigfoot items and, you know, something that she'd be okay with us sharing, especially after she gets a Farkle board and has it in with her other stuff.
Oh, that'd be cool to, like, pop up a picture and she could be displaying it, you know, and we could see it in her house. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're listening, Rhonda.
We're coming after you.
We're coming after you. Yeah. But, yeah.
All right. Speaking of coming after somebody, one more round of applause for Rhonda Franklin. Thank you. And thank you to everybody. This was a push to get us over 100 so we could be broadcasting live on our Facebook channel, which we are doing today, Scott and Val Save the Universe. So thank you very much for everybody and everybody that went across to YouTube and subscribed as well. If you're a new listener, we appreciate those subscriptions and those clicks. That'll help us grow enough to be monetized. So if you're on one of our sites, on one of the KCHW sites, always give a follow, please. It is very much appreciated by the people who own those pages. And now, boy, this is probably the most exciting time for us right at the beginning of the show, the one and only Ken Owens.
Get ready! Wait for it! It's panic time! Calm down! It's not the end of days! And now, your panic time host, Ken, you kids get out of my yard! Owens!
Hey, you kids get out of my yard, Owens!
And a big Scott and Val Save the Universe. Welcome to Ken. Good morning, Ken. You're looking good.
Good morning.
Yeah. He's muted. Your mic's muted there, Ken.
Wait,
Did I fix it?
You did.
Don't panic.
No, don't panic. We always panic.
Well, you know, I tried to check in early. I wanted to be there for the big reveal. I mean, I you know, somebody won the Farkle board. I mean, I could have done the drum roll. I was ready.
Let him in.
Let him in.
Oh, hold on. I found it.
Okay. Better late than never.
That's for you, Scott, Rhonda.
The story of Scott's life. Better late than never.
Exactly. All right. Sorry, Ken.
Do cows actually have pecking orders? I mean, they don't have beaks. I just don't understand. There's so much going on in this show. You got to watch all the time.
Yes, definitely.
Anyway.
Don't take a bathroom break.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So anyway, okay, everyone calm down. Just calm down. You know, no. No one needs to panic. No. There is nothing to panic about.
Okay. Whew, I'm so glad.
But yes, there is. You say you don't panic. This whole thing is about people panicking, right? Well, let's talk. I mean, you're driving down the road, right? And your gas light comes on. Yeah, that's fine. I'm just driving down the road. It says 50 miles to empty. It's okay. I'm just driving. Until you realize the gas station is 65 miles away. Oh, my God. Now you're doing math like a NASA engineer. I mean, you're negotiating with gravity. I mean, you check every mile. You check every tree you pass. I mean, you even turn off your radio. I mean, you're coasting downhill if you can. I mean, you turn off the air conditioner. You're even leaning forward in the seat. And now, finally, you roll into the gas station and, oh, my God, I made it. That's panic time. Hold on.
It is.
Hold on. I mean, we've all been there. So, you get that important call, the big moment, and then all of a sudden your phone flashes. 3% battery life. 3%. I mean, that's not battery level. That's a countdown to emotional collapse. You're running around. You're running through the house. You're looking. Where's the charger? Where's the charger? I mean, you own 47 cables, but at this moment, none of them seem to fit. Oh, my God. Is this call going to end? Then someone else calls you at that one moment. I got them. I got my battery charger. I got to put them on hold. Just hold on. Hold on. Panic time.
We've all been there.
Okay. So, you know, you're going down the road, you know, and so you go to the grocery store. We all go to the grocery store, you know, and you're shopping, you're getting things, you're picking stuff up, you're putting them in the cart. It's one of those days where, you know, there's like 10 people in the line and you're always wishing they'd open another stand. But finally you get up there, you load everything on. She rings everything up. Hey, that's great there, Ken. You know, that'll be, $2,743. And you're like, oh, that's okay. I'll get my, I forgot my wallet. Oh my God. What are we going to do? I mean, now everyone in line is watching you, right? They're all judging you going, yeah, he doesn't have the money. Oh, hey, come on, get out of line, buddy. We're all waiting here. And you're going, no, really. I think it's not. And you keep checking that same pocket over and over and over, or your purse, I guess, if you have a purse. And it's not there. What do you do? It's panic time.
Everybody in line is now panicking as well.
Wait, this shopping trip isn't over. Oh no, not for you. So anyway, you manage to get your groceries and you go out into the parking lot, right? And you're going through the parking lot and you go to where you parked your car and you're like, oh my God, my car's gone. My car is gone. I parked it right here. Now you're starting to talk out loud, and everyone that was in the store recently just watching you panic about not having your wallet is now watching you lose your mind in the parking lot because someone has stolen my car. And, you know, you're turning in slow circles going, how can this happen to me? And so you pull out your fob and, you know, you're thinking, and it chirp, chirp. And then you realize, oh okay, sorry, I actually parked over there.
Oopsie.
Oops.
So this is This is the final one.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Sunday, the big game, right? But, you know, you've had to invite people over. The game was hours ago, but it's okay. Your friends show up. You've got chips. You've got drinks. The table's all set. You know, they're all sitting down. They're okay, Ken, let's turn on the big game. You're like, hey, no problem. You go over and get the remote and you turn on the TV. Hold on. They're going, like going, oh, Ken, what's going on? I forgot to record the game.
No.
Oh, no. Now everyone's going, what do you mean you forgot to record? This is the big game of the year. I mean, I go, well, we could look up the score, I guess. Oh, no. Now everyone's going, oh, you didn't record the game. You could hear it through your friends. They're thinking of divorcing you. I mean, how can this guy forget to record the game? It could happen to anyone, right? But no, they're thinking it can only happen to one person. That would be me. They would never do anything like that.
Wow.
I mean, this, you know, we all panic. We panic about the littlest things. And, you know, I've been taking a survey of people that I know, and they're like, oh, I've got panics for you. I've got a panic for you. So I think on my next panic time, I'm going to show you some of the absurd things that people panic about. I mean, they could be like toenail clippings. It could be anything. And so my list is coming. Beware, because we all panic about something. This is Ken with Panic Time, and I panic about everything.
All right, Ken. Oh, a big round of applause. That was a good one. I know I'm with you on that gas thing and running out of gas, and I could run out of gas during the show today, so I'm going to lean forward for the rest of the show.
Yes, so we don't run out of gas. That kind of helps the vehicle, right?
Yeah. So we're just keeping it moving forward. You might not be able to hear me very good like this, but we got to do the show.
Okay. Great job. Keep it up, everyone.
All right. Great job.
Panic Time. Talk to you later.
All right. Good job, Ken Owens. And Panic Time. Me and Val going to work our way toward the top of the hour when we'll get visited again by the one and only Mr. Alan Milani, just a few minutes away when we go to break. And right now, we're going to share some stuff with you that, let's do the machinery one, Val. This is a looking for that moment. And if you have one, you can post it on Facebook or YouTube. Looking for a moment that you witnessed a person who should not operate machinery.
This was must have been a little internet survey. This says, my friend microwaved leftovers with the fork still in it and said, I just wanted it to heat evenly.
Because it causes that, like Frankenstein, electricity all over. So it probably does heat it evenly.
Heats inside of your microwave pretty evenly too.
Here's a dude that thought his Bluetooth worked better if he whispered so it didn't overhear. Conspiracy theory much?
Have you ever whispered to Alexa? She'll whisper back.
Will she really?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to whisper to her because when I ask her questions, she says, and I haven't talked to her in a while, she says, good morning, lover boy.
Yeah, just start whispering.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
All right.
This is going to be hot. I'm going to record me talking sexy to Alexa for next week.
I'm picking up a heavy, creepy vibe right now.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me the weather? Extra slow.
Whisper in my ear.
No. We remember that joke. All right.
Let's see, mine. Yeah, she tried to return an online personality test because she didn't like the results.
Okay. This dude filled his windshield washer fluid with Windex and said it's basically the same vibe. And I kind of agree with him.
Yeah.
And I don't think it freezes. There are lots of ammonia and alcohol in it or something.
Yeah. She thought a cease and desist letter was a band breakup notice.
I remember those guys. Cease and desist. They could rock it.
The fact that she was getting a cease and desist letter might have been your red flag right there.
Never dawned on her. Let's see. This guy, someone asked am I on the right one?
He was mad.
Oh, and his phone battery drained quickly because he closes his apps by yelling, good night.
No, people can't be that dumb.
Wow.
<Can they?
laughs> Wow. Good night. Please close. Thank you.
Okay, this person said someone asked if Alaska floats away during the winter because it's not attached to the mainland on maps.
And I think I understood why that person that's not very bright thought that is because when we're showing the United States, we don't highlight Canada.
We just ignore it.
Yeah. Like Trump. Yeah. He probably wishes that they probably wish he would ignore them. Yeah, let's see. This sure. girl thought airplane mode meant the phone could only be used while flying. Okay.
Oh, we're back to the whispering.
Oh.
Evidently, this gal whispered during a thunderstorm so the lightning wouldn't hear her.
Because if it hears you, it comes your way.
Just that's right.
Yeah. All right. Me and Val goofing around on the internet, doing things we're not supposed to do. What did you do, Val?
I went on the internet to mess with haters.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And 45 minutes later, I was emotionally invested in a raccoon rescue in Nebraska. And somehow bought a new air fryer, too. Okay. I'm just saying the algorithm knows me better than my horoscope.
Oh, they do. They do. You told me something you were talking about or shopping for, and then it started showing up on your husband's phone.
It did. It was the most bizarre thing. And he, well, thankfully, he knew that I'd been looking online for this stuff. But he's like, he shows me his phone. He's like, honey, I'm getting all your ads now.
That's weird. All right. Here's what I did, Val. I went into a chat room and there was a guy that was asking how to stop the moans and groans on the front of Suno song generations. You know, the oohs and ahs before the music starts. And right. I responded, duct tape.
Those how much moans hate and groans. Did you get from that?
I've been waiting, but moans and groans are bothering you. That's duct tape. I'm hoping I get some laughs out of it because that's what I'm usually going for. All right, you have to come on today's show. We got Al Milani with weather. We got Joel Zinski coming in live from the country of Belize, which is always exciting for us, and bringing us some entertainment news. And it might not be news, but it'll be entertaining.
For sure.
For sure. And then today on RFN Sports with Nigel Wobbleton, Teacup the Fourth, our AI announcer, he's doing odd sports. Sports you may never heard of before. And okay. He's got a couple specials of these coming. I know one of those sports today is competitive ironing. Serious. Serious. All right.
Wow.
So that's in part two of today's show, along with Scott and Val's version of odd news. And here comes my sister with today's first. Oh, it's our first killer quote.
All right. Voltaire said, common sense is not so common.
This one from Charles Bukowski. What a name. Hey, Bukowski, come over here. All right. Should I do it with the deep voice? All right.
Hey, Bukowski, come over here.
Now that would be scary.
Bukowski, this is your conscience.
All right. Problem with the world is that the intelligent people are full of doubt, while the stupid ones are full of confidence.
Oh my gosh, how true is that?
All right, we're going to wrap this one up. Couple, let's do them rapid fire. Dumb product warnings, Val.
On a flashlight, do not use a hammer.
On a frozen pizza, remove pizza from box before eating.
This thing tastes like cardboard.
Yeah.
On a ladder, do not climb if dizzy.
But that's when I use them most, Val. On a candle, caution, may get hot.
On a superhero cape, does not enable flight.
It should say, for a long time. Short flights only. Short flights, rough landings. All right, on a treadmill, do not attempt to stop with hands.
On a bag of trail mix, may contain nuts. We were this close to solving that mystery.
This show also might contain nuts. You just saw Ken, right?
All right. Hopefully you don't cause an allergic reaction.
Yeah. On a wheel of cheese, not a flotation device.
No.
And later in the show, we'll have another giant wheel of cheese. Don't forget.
Don't forget.
Yes.
On a pack of batteries. And society is hanging by a thread here.
Okay.
Do not swallow.
But they give me energy, Val.
I need to recharge my batteries.
All right. Let's take a quick look as we're going to break and see if you've got any comments on your Facebook page this morning. Mine's kind of locked up because usually if we don't have anybody else, we still have Ken. All right. So we're going to gander at that. When we come back, we'll give you some shout outs. And of course, Alan Mulaney and his version of weather, whatever that might be. So. Oh. You're going to have to wait and find out.
I'm waiting. And I'm going to whisper in case it's a thunderstorm.
No one, Alan, it'll be the thunder from down under. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Scott and Val Save the Universe will be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
It's total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies!